Welcome to this brand new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. This podcast is hosted by Mark van Horik and myself, Elias Krum, and brought to you by Marketing Guys, the MarTech agency based out of the Netherlands. Welcome to this new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast, on which we today have Daniela Navas-Brandt. She brought the Marcus Sheridan bestseller, They Ask You Answer, to the Netherlands, and that's what we're going to talk about today. I have with me Mark, my co-host. Welcome, Daniela. Could you please give a brief introduction about yourself?
Yeah, great to be here, Mark, and great to be here, Elias. Thank you for having me. The past 13 years, I've been active as an entrepreneur, and my focus has been brand strategy in the B2B sector. So working mostly for B2B companies, building their brands. And at some point I noticed that, hey, after brand building, there comes something after, is the content strategy. And what do you do with your content and how do you get the salespeople involved in your marketing? And that's when the book, They Ask You Answer, came my way. And I was like, wow, this would be a great stepping stone for me to go from branding also to content marketing and really combining those two.
Cool. So I think a lot of B2B marketers are familiar with the book. And what I'm looking forward to about talking today is actually the meaning of the book nowadays. So we have an ever, say, enhancing tech stack. AI is widely adopted. So is content. So there's a lot. It's not those early inbound marketing days anymore. So we have prepared a couple of questions for you, and I think Mark, you can't wait to ask the first question.
Yeah. Well, it's a very simple one, Daniel. Why did you choose this book from Marcus Sheridan? And they ask, you answer. And it's also a methodology. So how does this book inspire you? So give us the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what I love most about this book is that it's a strategy about really building trust in your industry. And it's about knowing exactly what your ideal customers' questions, their frustrations, their fears, their dreams, their wishes, and their ambitions are. And it's about bringing sales and marketing together to rally around the customer to help them make the best decision for them. So it's really about building trust. And in the B2B, I've noticed that my clients, and I'm sure you have as well, you're active in the B2B as well, this is a role that really fits the B2B market. They really like to be the authority in their space, in their industry. They like to really help their customers, making the right decision. They really value being more of a consultant rather than a salesperson, and that really fits in the B2B space. And that is where I am active. And what I've also been seeing is that there's only a very small percentage of your buyer that are in the market at a given point in time. I don't know if you've been following that trend, but on average, about 3-10% is in market at one time. So there's only 3-10% of your buyers are really ready to make that transaction to really, go out and purchase. But the other 90%, they really need to make that transformation to go from being totally unaware that they even have a problem to acknowledging there is a problem and then, going down that buyer's journey. And it's that 90% of the market that has to make that transformation from being unaware to getting ready to buy. And that is where they have all of these questions, these fears, these frustrations, these hopes, and these dreams. That's where all of these questions are coming into play. And if you can answer those, and if you can write content about those specific questions, then you can help them make that transformation. And then automatically that transaction will be yours. You'll be automatically put on that shortlist.
Cool. So the book has been around quite some time, and there is already a second edition, and a third edition might be coming this year. You just told us before the interview, which is great. So what are the changes that you have seen through the years? Because you talked a little bit about writing about the answers of your potential buyer.
becoming that authority by writing. The book also talks about video. And have you seen, what are the biggest changes that you have seen over the past years?
Yeah, so what you see is that, and those are things that are going to be added into the next edition of the book. We're going to focus more on adding the whole AI section of what is happening and also social media. What we see is that there's this whole area of social media, which we call the dark funnel, you know, the WhatsApp, messaging, LinkedIn, being part of peer groups, being part of communities where questions are being answered. So the point is that you're not only writing the content in the form of articles and blog articles on your website and in the form of a video and putting those on YouTube, because YouTube is the second biggest search engine right now. But you're also using that content, once you've created that, to get into the whole dark funnel area of things. So you're really going to use that content in spaces where you normally maybe you wouldn't think of, you know, using them in your WhatsApp messaging or LinkedIn messaging, and using that content to proactively reach out to potential customers and clients in the form of, let's say, account-based marketing, those kinds of things. So you're going to be more proactive with your content, whereas in before AI and the whole, you know, dark social, you would usually would put your content on the website and then you would wait for Google to index it and then you would wait for your clients to come and see it. Now you have to be much more proactive with that content.
So talking about AI, most marketers already have some kind of way of using generative AI like ChatGPT, or well, we've had multiple solutions in our show, but we're not going to talk too much about AI. But the thing I do want to point out here, and I want to elaborate a little more on, is how to stand out from the crowd using AI, because it's so easy to answer people's questions using ChatGPT, and it's just, hey, what are the top 10 questions my audience has? Put it in a blog, you know, we'll copy paste online. You see, or a little editing is done, but it's so easy, and it has become so easy to put it out there fast that it's becoming harder and harder to stand out, to be that authority. So how do you, what's your...
Yeah. So yeah, exactly. What's happening now, anyone with a computer can create pretty damn good content, right? So this doesn't mean that they should. luckily, Google and other search engines are changing their algorithms, and they're also rewarding content that is written by experts with experience and a personality. So I'm sure you've heard of the whole Google helpful content update and EAT. You know, that stands, EAT stands for expertise, experience, authority, and trust. So they're going to be cutting down those people that are going to be regurgitating content from an AI tool and just, you know, throwing it on the web. They're going to be, you know, penalizing that.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is, Google also wants to differentiate between good content and mediocre content. So if you want to produce mediocre content, sure, AI is a great tool. Mm-hmm. But if you really want to add valuable content that adds value to your customer, then you have that written by an expert. And of course, you can use AI to generate a first draft, but you have to personalize this.
Yeah.
Second thing that I see is that most companies are not bold enough to answer the real questions that prospects have. So you'll be producing content that is already all over the place and anybody can find anybody anywhere else.
Pretty generic. Yeah.
Very generic content. But if you really hone into the actual questions, the ones that are hard to answer, such as what does something cost? What's the pricing? What's the ROI that I'm going to get out of this? Is a product not the right fit for me? Honest content.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all kinds of questions. What problems can I expect when implementing your ERP package, for example? Those are all very specific questions that people have. Those are all fears people have. And and usually companies will shy away from producing content that really answers those questions. So if you are able and are willing and bold enough to do that, then you can still differentiate.
Cool. And then I would guess if people, you know, that's the next thing, of course, because people aren't necessarily Googling for the answer. They're also asking this to ChatGPT. So if you're really bold enough to answer those hard questions, those will also probably pop up in the answers ChatGPT populates.
Absolutely. Cool. And at some point, ChatGPT will have to, they're not doing it now, but they will have to mention the source.
Yeah, source.
Yeah.
Well, we already noticed that we even got a recommendation from ChatGPT, didn't we?
Yep. Yeah, actually, we had someone call us and say, I'm looking for a provider of this and this service. We're in recruitment. We're looking for a provider that has some valuable customers or reference cases in it. And we're looking for an email platform and some advice on this. And which agency do you recommend? And then we came up. So through ChatGPT. Which is also, I'm a big believer. I've always, I think before the book was there, I started Marketing Guys back in 2011. And the thing I did first was answer people's questions in blogs, right? That's what people Google for. Looking for. If you're in a sales pitch, you'll hear at least 10 questions from a prospect. And if they're asking that prospect, or if they're asking you that question, I bet you they've Googled for it. You know, why would they, why wouldn't they do that if they're asking you this question? So the easy answer there is what kind of questions do my customers have? Just go into a sales pitch or a first prospect call or whatsoever.
Yeah, what I love about the book and the whole prospect is, I think there was, I forgot his name, Nixon. Anyhow, 60% of the no decisions that I've made is based on FOMO, fear of messing up.
Yeah.
And so it's our task to take away that fear. We're always talking about how great our stuff is.
Exactly.
But it's the fear that stands in the way of making use of your fantastic product or service.
You're hitting nail on the head, Mark. That's exactly what's happening. Is by answering these questions and honing into their fears and their frustrations, you're taking away the friction. And when there's no friction, there's trust. And when there's trust, there's purchasing that they can buy.
Yeah, the whole trust and authenticity part is great. How can technology, because we're the Marketing Technology Podcast, how can MarTech, sales tech, whatever called tech, how can they help in order to take away this fear of messing up, being authentic, being trustworthy?
What?
Have you got any ideas on that?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I use, and to go back to AI, using a tool such as ChatGPT, especially if you have the paid version, what I've done with clients, and this is amazing, is you take the website of the company, so my client's website, and I throw it into ChatGPT, and I just ask with the right prompts, I ask what are the fears that a typical customer for this website would have. And I mean, the things that it comes up with, it's the brainstorm, and then the salespeople that I work with, their mouths are like open, and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. This is exactly what I'm hearing from clients. And then you can make a shift of like, okay, let's brainstorm, have a bunch of questions first, and let's brainstorm. What are the ones that you're getting the most? What are the ones that you want to answer first? So, you know, you make a priority on that. And I mean, I love to see that reaction of people when when I show them that, and they're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Another tool in this age of AI is what we mentioned before is personalization. So to me, highly personalized, hyper-personalized video is going to be something that we're going to be looking at as well. And you have great tools such as Vidyard or Wistia or Loom. There's different tools out there. But you can make, you know, in this age of faceless AI and things that, you know, anybody can generate anything, you can really add your personality in a video by sending people personalized videos about whatever. You can answer their questions on a video, or come back after you've had, let's say, a first meeting and come back to some of the issues that they had. Hey, you were talking about this and that problem. I found this article, read it. You know, you can make a highly personalized video with that and really adding that personality and standing out from the crowd again, because barely anybody does it, especially in the B2B.
But yeah, especially in B2B, because it's using personal video has been a game changer for us. We've done that since 2019, I guess. So one of the things I always point out here is exactly what you're saying, is use it as a follow-up in a proposal. So in B2B, we all know there is a big decision-making unit. Like there's 8 to 12 people in a decision-making unit. You're never going to talk to all of them. You speak to 2 or 3. You have a very enthusiastic first discovery, and then you have a follow-up meeting. Everyone is enthusiastic. Then you're sending this PDF.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gone with your, the whole enthusiasm is gone. If you include that video, they're going to forward it. They're going to forward it to the rest of their decision-making unit. So that's going to build your trustworthiness within that DMU.
In control of the story. You're in control of the narrative. So you help your contact person, because they don't have to regurgitate the whole story. No, you're in control of the story, and you help them by creating that video, because they don't have to do that for you.
Yeah, and we've actually seen a 20% increase in closures there. So in closing rates.
Yep.
The other thing you mentioned is like you can send them for anyone. So especially for the salespeople out there, just send someone a personal video on their birthday. LinkedIn tells you when your network is having a birthday, right? So LinkedIn in the morning can tell me Daniela has her birthday today. So what if I not only sent her a Facebook, like, happy birthday, like the suggested thing? What if you on LinkedIn shoot a personal video and say, hey, this is Elias, happy birthday. I hope you're having a great day. Looking forward to meeting you again.
Exactly.
You're top of mind again. So that use of personal video, it has really been a game changer for us. And still a lot of B2B marketers, and especially salespeople, find it very hard to use. Yeah, they are very, let's say, they see a large, huge barrier. Although they're having Teams meetings or Zoom meetings all day long, they still think it's hard to record a video. But anyway, that's our job, of course. But we're trying to make people very enthusiastic on this, and it really works.
Yeah. In order to stand out, if you make things personalized, like, got this frog in my throat. Sorry about that. Is create how-to videos, just with your face in it, but your and it's so easy. But you can do it even in inspirational part. So in every aspect of this. And you call it the 80% video or moment or content or something like that. And any moment of that, you can use video to make it very personalized.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
I think we have one more question, or time for one more question, Mark. I know we have plenty
left,
but we'll ask Danielle to come on the show again for our listeners that are used to 20 minutes.
Yeah, the 20 minutes. Okay, in the book, you showcase several success stories. Can you share one and make also recommendations what marketers should do to do things better in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. What we see is that if you start using the content in the sales process, kind of like what we talked about just a little bit now, also with the video, but once you've answered customers' questions and you can use that content in the sales process, and we call that assignment selling, is that you're really giving your prospect an assignment. So read this content, for example, a blog article or a video, watch this video, a buyer's guide. You know, this is the ultimate guide to buying an ERP software, solution. And what we notice is that if you use that content in your sales process, it really speeds up the sales process. So one of the stories that we have in the Dutch version of the book is this one IT client to increase, this IT client to increase, who was implementing the Ask You Answer and assignment selling. They saw their sales process go from 90 days to 10 days. So it really speeds it up really quickly because you've answered all of the questions that they have beforehand. They can do that in their own time. And then once you have that that meeting with them, you can really hone in into their specific problems, their specific questions, their specific case. And that way you speed up the process like so much. And we all know in B2B, it takes forever. A sales process takes forever. It's a long time. So you want to speed that up. And you want to, again, like you were talking about earlier, Mark, is you want to take away those fears and those frustrations. You want to take away all of that friction in order to sell quicker and to get, you know, to get to that sale quicker.
With that, I'd like to conclude this interview. Thank you very much, Danielle, for being on the show. We're looking forward to have you back in the future, maybe when the third revision of the book comes up end of the year. Thank you very much for being on the show. I'll share a link to your website as well as a link to your LinkedIn profile on the show notes so people that want to reach out will know where to find you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform or iTunes. Also, if you want to be a guest or know someone that should be a guest to our show, shoot me an email on e.crum@marketingguys.nl. Thank you for listening.